the only woman who is a full member of the Central Committee of the Front. This is changing. The next day, this will be changing. And also, the five-person secretariat that directs the daily business of the Front has described the situation woman in the game before the coup last week. Things will change, undoubtedly, now that it's absolutely a Soviet ally. Direct Soviet satellite, according to captains. Here, two frequently say, Ida, or Ida Yate, the only woman president of the Central Committee of the Marxist Leninist Liberation Front. Here, too frequently, the progressiveness of some men in the front stops at their doorsteps. They still consider women as property, which of course they are in all other Arab nations that have not been liberated. And socialism takes a while in a country to change these horribly chauvinistic male attitudes. We don't blame men personally for this, said Edie Yaffe. We recognize it as an illness that pervades the whole society, a remnant left over the words of capitalism. The economy of North Yemen is one of the poorest in the Middle East. Exports stand at 6% of imports. They have to. In other words, they import 94% in the capitalist Northern Yemen than they import. All industrial and most consumer products have to be imported. Exports include OSHA, C.H.A. Coffee, the name comes from the port of Al-Kah, which is one of the most prized coffees in the West. There is a growing export business in GAT, G-A-T, the leaves of an evergreen shrub, which produce a mild narcotic effect for chew. Yemen was under a theocratic religious dictatorial regime for centuries, as the Zedi, Z-E-I-D-I, Imam, the IMA, which now the Obokam sellout Wallace D. Muhammad calls himself an Imam of the Nation of Islam, the West, destroyed its black consciousness image, changed its name from black Muslims, did away with all of its strong stands on separatism and being indemnified. The blacks should be indemnified for the years they spent in slavery and given free territory. It's completely sold out. Totally destroyed. That's how frightening it is to see our people under capitalism and why we need to work so hard to free them, to get them here. Every moment we waste, everything we don't do creatively, and all the work we could give and don't, ideas that we can come forward with help us. You're enslaving our people. That's the situation. Absolutely, I have to talk about genocide. Because USA cannot continue the kind of economic trial that I told you yesterday without getting rid of some of its unemployed in a manufactured world, which does not seem likely that blacks will be willing to be used in that bloodbath like Vietnam anymore. Because even the NAACP leaders are speaking out. So when black boys decide, when they're given the chance to die for U.S. capitalism, I think then USA would be forced to do something, because U.S. black soldiers will not fight. They're giving them plenty of trouble already. A lot of resistance in Europe. Black soldiers are not in a fighting situation. When you put a black man, USA as much Obokamic as there is. USA even would, a lot of blacks might. USA whites do not trust the black man. Never trust him to maintain U.S. interest in Africa. Back in his own roots, with his own people. Well, as I said, Yemen was under a theocratic dictator, religious regime dictatorship for centuries. And the Imam, religious leader, and his tribes dominated the rest of the population and kept the country in an incredibly underdeveloped state, held slaves of their own people of color, not just black, Arabs too. In 1962, nationalist elements in the military overthrew the Imam. Civil war ensued that lasted for six long, bitter years. Saudi Arabia came to the aid of the Imam. The good dictator, in an effort to prevent the growth of a republic of any kind in the peninsula, or anything remotely democratic or socialistic, and especially one that was linked to Egypt, who was socialistic that time under Nasser, which has since been corrupted by Sadat, brought back conveniently into the Western camp. And let's look at China's doctrine of three worlds carefully, because their first doctrine of the superpowers, as I said, the second world of the European major powers, which has some thought, and the third world, China says, is the third world, the non-aligned, the underdeveloped, the exploited, which is led by China, which of course has not been led by China at all. China has not been on the right side of any revolution. In Angola, she was on the side of the reactionaries. In Ethiopia, she's on the side of reactionaries. China's foreign policy is treacherous. And China's doctrine of three worlds fails in its stating that the superpower threat is major USA, when Egypt has been overthrown from its independent, non-aligned socialist force, pro-Soviet economic policy, but independent. Now it has become clearly back in the Western imperialist camp, since Nasser was conveniently killed by a heart attack at 50. Who knows all the CIA assassinations? Clandestine operations, we'll probably learn about that 20 years from now. Unfortunately, there'll be no history of Western civilization then, and it will be destroyed by nuclear war. So, the Saudi Arabians were trying to keep any kind of independence, republican status, even republican concepts, or pro-Egypt's concepts, and certainly no socialist concepts. Egypt came to the aid, though, of the new government, introduced its own troops into the country. The civil war continued for several years, ending finally in 1967, when Egypt agreed to withdraw its troops after its defeat at the hands of the Zionist Israelis backed by U.S. imperialism, and in return for Saudi financial aid in recouping from that defeat and the destruction of the true nationalist leader Nasser. NASSER, who had been killed, according to many reports, by the CIA. But the Soviets got into aid, and South Yemen has remained free, and now called the People's Democratic Republic of Yemen, as I said last week, in a firm military coup d'etat overthrow that firmly established the Soviets in control so much that Yemen, South Yemen, formerly Aden, now the People's Democratic Republic of Yemen, YPYMEN, has been invited into COMECON, which is the Economic Federation of Communist Nations in Europe. Cyprus has also been requested to join, and so has Ethiopia, showing clearly that Cyprus is pro-Soviet, Yemen, South Yemen, also, and Ethiopia. There's been much talk today and yesterday. We will not have so much future, but there's much to learn. So we need to finish the news now. Harsh treatments USA is crying about of dissidents, the two dissidents in the Soviet Union. Their news ballyhoos every hour on the hour. Direct challenges to the USSR. And the USSR says that they are not going to be imposed upon by Carter's interference with their human rights. The USA said the trials will be closely watched. Sharansky and Ginsburg, both violent dissidents from Zionism. BBC says Sharansky and Ginsburg trials will tell whether the cloud will continue to darken as the sword of Damocles nuclear war hangs over our heads uncomfortably. Retreat from modern positions, says Israeli, was reached between them and Carter. Accuses Carter of a sellout. Said Carter and Sadat made an agreement with Begin, the right-wing Prime Minister of Israel. Now USA has violated its word in backing out, seeking an agreement on declaration of principles. Israel is now not sure that there will be anything come out of the forthcoming meetings in London. Israel says they're having greatest sellout in history. USA is letting them down. NAACP and Banquet, including their meeting, annual convention in Portland, Oregon, heard from exiled editor Donald Woods. Millions of whites sympathize with black American, South African black leaders are in favor of economic disengagement. Of course, Donald Woods doesn't know about the millions of whites. He didn't say white Americans, excuse that. Whites throughout the world. But the final call was delegates called on Carter to hold nationwide public speech, which Carter has refused to do today, to dispel the notion in all the USA newspapers and television that blacks have had enough. They have been given too much, and enough has been done for black. There's a galvanized new sense of unity that has come out of the NAACP convention, supposedly because of the massive discrimination that is now being seen, and the reversals of even rights by the Bakke decision, and the cutoff of affirmative action programs, and the success of Proposition 13 in California, a racist tax revolt, and in Oregon the same, and now Michigan has got one on the ballot for this fall. All the nation, they're following. Jarvis Gavin declares himself unapologetically that believing all people on welfare are an inferior breed. And of course, 90% of those he claims are black and Indian, people of color. He's made various derogatory remarks about even prestigious blacks, such as the present senator who's under attack, Senator Brooke, who, though Republican, was black and did not maintain his good standing, now faced with imprisonment, all kinds of harassment, a smear in Time magazine and Newsweek, where he sold out consistently over the years. As you know, John D. Rockefeller III was killed. His brother Nelson is the only survivor. And his son, John D.'s son, who is the governor of Arkansas. He was hit, what I sensed when they announced it. Direct collision, 16-year-old white youth, drove over in his lane and struck the Islamist head-on, killing the 16-year-old instantly. It did not give the color to the 16-year-old. There's more teenage suicide in USA today than any nation in the world. And suicide is the biggest cause of death amongst America's youth, not just black and Indian, but white youth, middle-class youth. The popularity of Carter has plunged below 40%, said the Voice of America. The new twist, I don't know what they're trying to achieve now. The Voice of America said that it's lower than any U.S. president in history at this period, in modern history at this period. He's only served just barely over a year. What happened, said the Voice of America. One commentator says it's the anti-hero period. Everyone has been two or three times burned. They've seen all of the skeletons in every closet. A new closet is now being opened. Senator Humphrey just died of cancer. Former vice president is being charged with taking several thousands of dollars of rake-off from the agribusiness that built up his family's wealth. His family has denied it. Strange kind of way to keep capitalism together. The press has become an institution into itself. Perhaps Solzhenitsyn is right. He left USSR because he felt he was a little infringed on. He said now USA is more imperialistic, more dangerous, more materialistic, and more violent than the USSR. A surprise speech that he gave to the Harvard graduates. Expected him to tell how much he appreciated the asylum he was given his little farm in Vermont. He blistered USA, and he said one of the greatest problems in USA was the uncontrolled power of the monopolistic press, that's the newspapers. And they certainly do have a power to themselves, and they have an anti-hero move when they dig up a dead man like Senator Humphrey, who willingly did the work of the capitalist in Vietnam, though he did ask for some jobs for minorities, and he used to be a champion of minority rights. Perhaps now they would try to discredit everyone who, even in the past, spoke out for civil rights, so that the climate would be clear for mass genocide or extermination of people of color. Who knows what's behind it, but the attacks are severe. On Carter, too. Another commentator on NBC that I picked up about 6 o'clock this morning when I got back to the radio room said that Carter had inherited unsolvable problems. One thing, though, he promised to us. He said, I'll balance the budget and reform the tax bill. He went too far. He could not reach as far as he wanted to go. However, thereafter, another NBC commentator came on in a confrontation and said Carter was a liar from the beginning. He didn't tell us the truth about the Panama Canal. He didn't tell us the truth about the sellout to U.S. interest. NBC showed a clearly chauvinistic, capitalistic, nationalistic, and racist position in his commentary given by Pat Buchanan. He said he didn't tell us the truth about taxes. He's a proverbial liar, said this commentator on the NBC program, the NBC network, not just the program, he boomed out of New York City. No understanding of our economic system. He doesn't know how to deal with our communist treacherous enemies. He's not presidential timber, said NBC. He has no charisma, and he has no sense of morality. Pat Buchanan said Carter had a rose garden compared to Nixon when he took office with all the dissidents and the anti-war protests. And Nixon handled it admirably, said the NBC commentator. Now they seem to be resurrecting Nixon, the crook of all times. He doesn't understand our enemy, said ABC in a later program that I heard about 7 o'clock that morning. Carter doesn't understand our enemy. Anyway, his popularity is at 39.6%, the lowest of any U.S. president so soon in modern history. And they're all wondering what happened. The Senate mood, spoken by the Senate Majority Leader, Byrd, known racist and former Ku Klux Klan member, said Carter can promise all he wants to that the present Cold War between USSR over Africa, because USSR has been helping liberation. USA wants to continue its exploitation. But so said Senator Byrd, and several other senators with whom I don't want to burden you with, said Carter couldn't get 67 votes to ratify a disarmament agreement at this time, no matter how much he tries. Asked by the CBS commentator that I was listening to, how will this affect world peace? Said, doesn't make any difference. We're not going to yield to the Soviets. The CBS commentator was fairly versed. He said, the Soviet Union is obviously not being intimidated by your moves. And what do we have to gain if the Soviet Union has the military advantage, like USA is even admitting they have? And then they have laser beams, underground shelters, because they care about their citizenry. What would we gain in a nuclear war? Senator Byrd said, nuclear war has been vastly overrated in its dangers to human life. Well, Polish immigrant takes several people hostage in the U.S. Trade Building in New York. Finally, a judge, after a 36-hour ordeal, took the U.S. flag and stabbed him with the Sharpie up to the flagpole. He was, of course, heralded as a great man. Franchick was a man. He had been protesting the injustice that had been done to him. He had been laid off, not given indemnification for industrial accident. News that has been suppressed for some time, even by the mission of the Voice of the Armed Services and the Voice of America. Two recruitees died of heart attacks yesterday from heat stroke in the 90-degree weather in their recruiting camp training in South Carolina. However, the frightful fact is that the news revealed that there have been 70 such other instances that have not been reported because two didn't die at one time. These two recruits were black. The two drill sergeants will be charged with open manslaughter. That's how much value black life has in USA. I don't like to burden you with so much news, but there's a lot. I've spoken more today than I ever have. It seems that I'll try to draw it to the close. Mainland China has intruded into Vietnam airspace 20 miles. A state of war footing, it says. Soviet Union has sent a terse warning to the people's Republic of China, as well as USA, saying that this type of thing is dangerous at this particular time when there is so much tension in the Near East and Africa. In other words, USA always qualifies. There's never any morality. Later you can undermine the communist reunified free territory of Vietnam, which is a pro-Soviet ally. But right now we've got our hands full in Africa and the Near East. Secretary of State Vance resumes his nuclear arms limitation talks with Foreign Minister Gobinko on an emergency basis. However, he is dubious of whatever comes out of it because of the Senate right-wing reaction, which I just named to you, as embodied by Senator Byrd, the majority leader. 11 people acquired citizenship illegally. Theodore Fedorenko, the immigration Board of Immigration and Naturalization USA says 11 people acquired citizenship illegally with the complicity of people in the executive office, the FBI, the CIA, and Congress. Theodorenko is one. Who are these 11 people that they're trying to get deported? Former Nazis involved in the extermination of minorities, socialist Jews in Hitler's Germany. Carter, all he has to say these days is protest. Every word or excerpt of any speech is a protest of the trial of the two Zionist dissidents in the Soviet Union. Coup d'etat is the most significant thing in Mauritania by the pro-Soviet military. Proletariat forces that are throughout Northwest Africa said it's the greatest news of this decade. Morocco said the news is the saddest news that can come to the Western imperialist. They didn't call them Western imperialists. And there's more news coming over now, but I don't have it all. Senator Humphrey is accused of receiving gifts from other businesses related to the agribusiness for supporting legislation favorable to them. Family denied these charges against the dead senator. I guess he was, as I said, too liberal, even too much civil rights oriented, even though he was a sellout on foreign policy matters. He supported the Vietnam War. But I guess they're trying to tarnish the image of all those who like black people, even though they're rotting in the grave. Senator Humphrey died months ago of cancer, as I said. Now, the news just states that it was thought the 16-year-old boy did commit suicide, still no mention of color. Well, news would go on and on and on. No need for me to try to continue. Ali has stated Muhammad Ali wants to visit Cuba. He's going to get himself in a lot of trouble. An exclusive interview that I'm picking up on Radio Cuba, Prensa Latina. Ali added that it would be a great satisfaction for him, since in that way he could also see how the Cuban people live and think. As I know, the former world title holder stated before his return to the United States after a stay of several days in the Soviet Union, that his visit to this country was very beneficial to him. Above all, he said, I could see that everything published in the mass propaganda media, newspapers and television of the United States of America about the Soviet Union is nothing more than a pack of lies, like something from science fiction novels, said Muhammad Ali. If I have the opportunity to go to Cuba, I will take away with me a similar impression, I'm sure, from what I've heard of the prosperity of the Cuban people under Dr. Castro. Since the mass media's attitude towards the Antillean island is similar to that utilized against the USSR, those great people, he said they are making monsters out of both of them, so I know I will find Cuba to be as beautiful as I did the Soviet Union. There is no racism at all, no violence in the Soviet Union, said Muhammad Ali. He's going to get his ass in a grab bag. To another question by Prensa Latina, news agency services of Free Cuba, the only free territory in the Caribbean, Socialist Cuba. He replied that the quality of the Cuban monsters has been demonstrated for some years now, and he stressed their present supremacy in boxing, amateur boxing. About a possible fight with twice Olympics and world champion Teofilo Stevenson, I think it's spelled T-E-O-F-I-L-O, he reiterated that it should be, I'm trying to listen as I give it to you, be held. The Cubans will find it hard going in his usual style. Cuban radio said that just Muhammad's style. Muhammad Ali does not realize, I know, the nature of U.S. imperialism where he would take these stands. I don't believe Muhammad Ali is aware, too materialistic, but he'll soon become aware, and his words will come to haunt him. See, he's schizophrenic like a lot of people. He walked with Malcolm for a little while, 3 years, even though he sold out, even went to Nixon, bankrupt, supported him from president. A part of him always will remember. I guess he couldn't live with it. So that ought to be something to you who think about selling out. Muhammad Ali is regretted it so much he's going around in the socialist world trying to pay up that he owes a debt for all the time he spoke out on behalf of the U.S. now is the best place in the world. Now his eyes are getting old. I wonder why. $700,000 home in the USA, though he's having financial troubles. Soviets are certainly not paying him. They don't work that way. Wonder why. He's looking for some place to go to, I imagine. Trouble gets bad. And it's going to get bad. Let's get up there. Here to freedom. They deserve it. Much love. People's Rally, 7:30. Unless I see a great deal of studying, if I see a great deal of studying, enthusiastic studying throughout the entire campus, community, listening to news closely, it may be that the exam will be forestalled and we'll spend time just studying. But we will gather, as usual, at 7:30 unless otherwise notified. How much studying you do will depend upon what the evaluation is tonight. A lot to remember, but we have a lot of knowledge that must be obtained in order to be sensitive. We may repeat some of this tomorrow because we realize that you can't give this much news every day. I have too much to do. Your minds can't digest it all. But I've made it very plain. If these nations today, other nations that I've given, on Sunday, maybe reviewed in the library, whatever you need to be equipped for the test. The test is already planned. You'll have to be much more interested than was shown last Tuesday. Thank you. I love you. Can't help whether you like me or not. We have to be informed to keep ourselves free. People who have no knowledge are like animals. Animals don't stand up to each other very well. So without the ability to be right, they do it better than people are humans. And I'm sure you do, being this is the most you've gotten any day, yesterday too. The most important place to begin is to get last night what I said would be required to be noted from beginning to end. I also made you very aware in last night's speech, which was also taped, that you must have. If you get that, you won't be in a difficult position. I don't judge everyone by their ability to get facts and statistics. You should find it intriguing to listen to, though. Take time to listen to. There's no excuse for not listening to it. Don't remember everything and get the facts of the one brief message I gave slowly on tape yesterday evening before the meeting. And remember last night's meeting? That will be replayed under the library. That should be first and foremost, because that is essential that you know every bit of that. That's one thing I'm going to qualify. It may slow down now for a day. Let this be repeated several times so that you can get this all in mind. But you want to have as much of it as you can. You must gather to listen to it, because that will be the first thing we do. We will listen to the news. The moment you eat, sit down and listen to it. This is the first time it has been required. Things will not go on as usual because of certain counter-revolutionary tendencies that we have seen manifest. You must sit down and listen, and you will gather to listen, even if it is briefly. There may be an exam. If it is not complied with, you can be sure there will be the toughest exam. And every night, you'll spend with nothing but news on television, our movies, which we've been having nothing but television, light entertainment. That will stop altogether unless everyone does well on this test. Thank you. I'm sorry, but I have to insist. You see, if people are not informed, don't have knowledge, don't care enough to know what's happening in the world, they won't care enough to take care of our babies. They might sell them out, destroy them like we saw Debbie do. Debbie killed her old mother. We know what people can do when they won't stay informed. Most people have good minds, so you can at least listen. That we will expect today. Observers will take note if it is the defense of the revolution, and all is take note and is itself to listen attentively while we eat. We want no talking. No talking tonight. I want that enforced by administrators. I want people to be attentive and listening tonight. It's the first time I have ever requested this since we have been in Jonestown. I demand it now. I demand it. I have reason. Good reason. Just like I knew when the baby, Cheryl, was laying this past few days in coma due to brain damage from falling from the top of the building. Cheryl Evans. I knew and told you confidently twice over the PA, she'd be all right. Just like I knew all those things. Everything is, I say, you hear a prophecy. You just heard one. But I will tell you, I have a reason, and that's enough. We will, all, children, everybody, pay attention. And we'll look at a map, find out what Mauritania is, that I discussed, find out where Yemen is, that I discussed, find out where Zaire is that I discussed, and feel our pulse beat, our bond of blood accord with our struggling brothers and sisters, comrades in the great continent of wealth and early civilization in Africa. Thank you. Much love. If they were directly and militarily intervened, it would probably be World War III. Nuclear war is dreadful, but every decision made by a government has to take into consideration the lunacy of people like Senator Byrd, Chief chief advisor to the president, Brzezinski, who says that nuclear war is an acceptable solution. Overrated, over-exaggerated. As Brzezinski, the chief advisor to the president, Carter's chief advisor, Brzezinski is probably the voice of the trilateral commission, the corporate elite, telling him what to do. I said it's egocentric, which is a terrible mistake of words. He said it's egocentric on the part of the USA and the Soviet Union to consider that nuclear war would be a world calamity. He said it's just something that would give difficulty to the two economies until the decision was decided on and emerged as victor. But the rest of the world would be relatively unaffected. The word he was looking for would be ethnocentric. I imagine he knows as little about nuclear war as he knows about the choice of words. His choice of words should be ethnocentric rather than egocentric. I must correct that about Mauritania. It will follow the same course in terms of alignment because it's surrounded unless the Soviet Union intervenes and no news. Any of the socialist world are the most honest social democracy. Sweden, Radio Sweden from Stockholm, does not reveal any reaction at all. The Soviet Union is much more concerned with China and its invasion into Vietnamese airspace and U.S. intrusion and interference in her court system. Intruding into her domestic affairs. There's nothing but hate being thrown back and forth at each other. Another great disaster on the Spanish coast. 1,200 people have died. They were killed. A lorry causing liquid gas. A lorry carrying liquid gas exploded. The boat, British, including British, Dutch, some Americans and Spanish tourists, all were killed. 300 more were taken to hospital, plus 300 casualties need to be hospitalized. The state of all these 600 are not known at this time. A team of international observers have called Bolivia's elections fraudulent, as crooked as a piece of barbed wire. That Bolivian state that was feeling new working class signs of struggle, general strikes, the military is intervening. That's where Che Guevara died, as you remember. He left the comfort of Cuba because of the revolutionary spirit in him. But he fell in love. The woman he fell in love with, a CIA agent who set him up for murder. People were intimidated and murdered on their way to the polls. Non-registered voters were not inhabitants. USA corporate executives and other multinationals were permitted to vote. And there were actually more voters that voted in the election than there were inhabitants of Bolivia. That's very bad, a fascist country. Democracy, of course, doesn't work in a socialist nation, as we've seen in Chile. It takes armed struggle. The uprising of the people are a tight arm, has been shown up till now by Dr. Burnham, our prime minister,